Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Global Woman Nannies, Maids, and Sex Workers in the New Economy is a nonfiction anthology edited by Barbara Ehrenreich and Arlie Russell Hochschild, published in 2003. It brings together essays that examine how globalization reshapes women's labor across borders, especially in domestic service, childcare, elder care, and sex work. Rather than treating these jobs as isolated personal stories, the book shows them as part of a wider economic system built on migration, inequality, and the outsourcing of care. Its purpose is to reveal how the global economy depends on women's labor, while often leaving those workers poorly paid, insecure, and socially invisible. The book is significant in gender studies, sociology, and labor analysis because it connects intimate work inside homes and brothels to international flows of capital, labor, and family responsibility. It is both scholarly and accessible, making structural forces legible through concrete examples of women whose work sustains households and economies in very different parts of the world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how global labor markets turn care work into a transnational commodity. A central argument of the book is that globalization has not only moved manufacturing and finance across borders, but also the labor of care, cleaning, and intimacy. Women from poorer countries often migrate to wealthier ones to work as nannies, maids, and caregivers, filling shortages in households that need flexible and affordable help. The book shows that these jobs are not marginal or incidental. They are essential to the functioning of middle-class life in receiving countries. At the same time, the work is undervalued because it is associated with tasks traditionally coded as feminine and private rather than economically productive. This creates a contradiction: the global economy depends on this labor, yet it rarely grants it stable protections, visibility, or respect. By tracing care work across borders, the book makes clear that domestic service is not outside the economy, but one of its most revealing frontiers. Secondly, migration creates a care deficit in one household while producing it in another. The anthology emphasizes that migration reorganizes family life on both sides of the border. When women leave home to support families through paid domestic labor abroad, their own children, elders, and partners are often left behind and must rely on substitutes. This is one of the book's most important insights because it shows that the costs of labor migration are not limited to wages or working conditions. They also include emotional separation, fragmented parenting, and the transfer of care burdens to other women, relatives, or even older daughters. In wealthier countries, migrant workers help ease a care deficit by providing affordable labor inside private homes. In poorer countries, their absence can deepen a different deficit where households lose a primary caregiver. The book therefore reframes migration as a system of uneven social reproduction, where the needs of one family are met by displacing the needs of another. That makes the human consequences of globalization visible at the level of everyday domestic life. Thirdly, emotional labor and intimate service are exploited as if they were natural feminine duties. The book builds on Arlie Russell Hochschild's work on emotional labor to show that service jobs involving care, sympathy, obedience, and personal attention require much more than physical effort. Nannies, maids, and sex workers are expected to manage feelings, create comfort, and adapt to the emotional demands of employers or clients. Because these capacities are often treated as natural feminine traits rather than skilled labor, the work becomes easier to exploit. The anthology helps explain why such jobs can be simultaneously intimate, and unequal workers may be invited into private spaces and trusted with personal responsibilities, yet remain socially and economically subordinate. This insight extends beyond any single occupation. It shows how modern service economies extract value from emotional performance while denying that performance full recognition as labor. The result is a form of exploitation that is both material and psychological, because workers must not only perform tasks, but also regulate their own feelings to meet the expectations of others. Fourthly, sex work in the global economy reveals the links between gender inequality, poverty, and cross-border demand. Another major dimension of the book is its attention to sex work as part of the same global system that produces domestic labor migration. The essays do not collapse all forms of women's work into one category, but they do show that sex work is shaped by similar forces of inequality, mobility, and demand from richer countries. Women's bodies and intimacy become commodities in markets structured by poverty, restricted opportunities, and unequal global power. This perspective matters because it moves the discussion away from moralism and towards structural analysis. Rather than asking only why individual women enter sex work, the book asks what economic conditions make such work available, profitable, and internationally organized. It also highlights how stigma intensifies vulnerability, since criminalization and social shame often make workers less able to seek protection or bargain for fair treatment. By placing sex work alongside nannying and house cleaning, the anthology shows that different kinds of feminized labor can be linked through the same logic of global extraction. Lastly, the book challenges the idea that globalization is abstract by showing its effects inside households. What makes Ease the Anthology distinctive is its insistence that large-scale economic change becomes visible in ordinary domestic settings. The effects of globalization are not presented only through trade statistics or corporate strategies, but through kitchens, nurseries, bedrooms, and private households. This approach is analytically powerful because it demonstrates that the global economy reaches into the most intimate parts of social life. Families in wealthy countries can outsource chores and care, but that convenience depends on inequalities elsewhere. The book therefore pushes readers to see domestic comfort as connected to labor displacement, migration policy, and unequal access to rights. It also encourages comparisons across nations without pretending that all women share the same experience. Instead, it shows how class, citizenship, race, and geography shape who provides care, who receives it, and who bears the hidden costs. This makes the book more than a critique of service work. It is a study of how the personal and the global are structurally inseparable. In conclusion, Global Woman Nannies, Maids, and Sex Workers in the New Economy should be read by students and scholars of gender studies, sociology, labor studies, migration, and globalization, as well as general readers who want a clearer view of how global inequality enters everyday life. Its value lies in the way it connects intimate labor to international economic structures without reducing workers to symbols or statistics. Readers interested in domestic work, care chains, emotional labor, or the social consequences of migration will find it especially useful because the book combines theoretical clarity with grounded, human-centered analysis. Compared with many books on globalization, it stands out for focusing on work that is often hidden inside private homes and stigmatized in public discourse. Compared with narrower studies of household labor or sex work, it is broader in scope and more structural in its explanation of why these labor markets exist. The result is a book that helps readers understand not only what these women do, but why the global economy depends on them and why that dependence is so unevenly rewarded. If you would like to support Barbara Ehrenreich, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.